the executive branch of the government incorporates the part of the government that executes the laws. In the United States, the executive branch of the government is represented by the President of the United States. In the state of Michigan, the executive branch of the Michigan government is recognized by the governor of Michigan. Their role is they are in charge of the branch that then carries out or executes the laws that the legislative branch has created. So in the federal government, the president is technically in charge of the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department. Those are the branches that would carry out the law. The governor is technically in charge of the state police force, which would carry out state law. So these laws, unless they're enforced, are worthless laws. Now, in a dictatorship, the executive branch is going to have far more power than the other two branches because the executive or the dictator is in charge of everything. He's actually a puppeteer. So if you think about it, he manipulates the legislative branch. He manipulates the judicial branch. A law is not passed in the legislative branch that he doesn't want. A rule isn't interpreted in the judicial branch if he doesn't want it. Saddam Hussein was the president of Iraq, but he also manipulated and okayed anything that went through the legislative branch. He also manipulated and okayed anything that went to the judicial branch. There would not be a law that would come out of the legislative branch and surprise him. There would not be a ruling by the courts in the judicial branch that would come out and surprise him. He had firm control over all three branches. That's the difference between an executive in a democracy and an executive in a dictatorship. In a democracy, an executive is just one part of the puzzle. The president doesn't run the show. He only runs the show along with Congress and the Supreme Court. In a dictatorship, you still have the institution of a Congress or a legislative branch. You still have the institution of a court or a judicial branch. But in reality, they have no power. They only provide the illusion of a fair and just system of government. It is not a three-branch government. It is a one-person government.